And just so you know, all of this destruction we've seen, like in the last show, we showed you how many people are dying and how many people are maimed. All of that has been caused by one strand of mRNA gene editing being in these shots. One strand. All these new shots, bivalent means two strands. Okay? So double the mass murder.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in. This is part two of my must-hear, must-share interview with Hope and Tavon about the mRNA technology, graphene oxide, and the 5G component to the bioweapons system. Thanks for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. You can get exclusive content every single day for free at sgtreport.com, sgtreport.tv, and of course, the podcast via iTunes, Podbean, and your favorite podcast platforms. Guys, Noble Gold's CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said that tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activity. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA or 401k. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're the natural choice. You can't go wrong with gold, and you can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them right now at 877-646-5347, or to find out more, just visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
Dr. Jane Ruby came out with some information. There's no more testing done on these new shots. You are the test. So clinical trials, animal testing, what's that? This is what they used to put all drugs through clinical trials that took years so that you would have safety and approvals, right? So that you would know what's being injected into people. But recently, on August 22nd, 2022, an FDA change to vaccine authorization allowed Pfizer and Moderna to apply for new booster shot approval without having to submit any clinical trial data of their new vaccines. So the CDC now skips the COVID-19 injection testing, all the new shots, saying treat it like the flu, which opens up to max vax limits because flu vax also isn't tested. And here's a quote. I love that I was able to pull this out from Dr. Jane Ruby. She says, this is how it's supposed to go. There are phases of drug trials that have been used in the past to get many compounds from an idea to the pharmacy shelf. There were lots of precautionary stages that were supposed to establish safety. We have strayed so far from establishing any kind of safety measures. You might as well go into an industrial heavy metal factory and start injecting yourself with everything you can find in there. This is essentially what is happening. And she's absolutely right. There's no testing, Sean. This is what they're doing. This is how the vaccines are made.
So we have a series of codes that are typed into a computer program. We covered this previously in previous shows, which runs a simulation and spits out a special formula of ingredients. And those ingredients are then mixed into a vial in a lab. Billions of vials are produced and shipped out and immediately injected into the arms of individuals. And now it's approved to be injected into humans without absolutely no testing done prior to injection. From the National Human Genome Research Institute on COVID-19, mRNA vaccine production, this is their quote. Early in the COVID-19 pandemic, researchers used state-of-the-art genomic sequencers to quickly sequence the SARS-CoV-2 virus. This sequence was quickly shared with other researchers. This allowed researchers from across the globe to analyze the virus and better understand how it caused disease. The speed of this crucial first step enabled the immediate research and development of viable vaccine candidates. Once a sequence is selected, a new plasmid can be produced within a couple of weeks.
So you get that? They're just typing it into a computer.
Yeah. All right. So you guys know how Putin, boogeyman bad, right? Putin, everything's Putin's fault. Yeah. According to the Western media, everything is Putin's fault. So soaring gas prices in Germany, right, in the EU, people are going to freeze to death this winter. That's Putin's fault. I want to just point out that Putin destroyed bioweapons labs in Ukraine, Western-controlled, NATO-controlled, U.S.-controlled bioweapons labs. but Putin's a bad guy. I want to point out to the audience listening that we have bioweapons labs in the United States. They're called Moderna and Pfizer mRNA vaccine production facilities. Those are bioweapons labs, and I don't see anybody doing anything about any of it.
Yes.
That's right. And here's what those bioweapons labs have in store for us this cozy, comfy flu season of 2022. So we've got Pfizer, they're calling them bivalent, and they're calling them updated COVID shots. I think that's because the word booster, people didn't like the word booster, so they call them updated shots.
Like Black and Windows update.
And just so you know, all of this destruction we've seen, like the last show, we showed you how many people are dying and how many people are maimed. All of that has been caused by one strand of mRNA gene editing being in these shots. One strand. All these new shots, bivalent means two strands. Okay? So double the mass murder, double what they've got. So Pfizer's new bivalent COVID updated shots contains two strands of mRNA gene editing.
Okay, and then you have the monkeypox mRNA vaccine, the smallpox mRNA vaccine.
Moderna, the new bivalent COVID shot, two strands of mRNA gene editing, and the universal flu shot.
The universal flu shot, which contains, of course, the magical 10 strands of mRNA gene editing.
Okay, so this on the bottom here, this is the CEO of Moderna on a CNN business interview. His name is Stefan Bankel, if you care to know his name. So he's telling us about the new universal flu shot that they are working on. So this is a quote directly from him. There are 10 viruses that circulate in the world. Some of them mutate fast like COVID and the flu. We think we can put in a single product a lot of mRNAs that take care of all those viruses. And once a year in September, you should get an annual booster, single dose that has in the vial all those mRNAs for all those viruses that have, of course, adapted to the strain of the season like flu or like COVID. The idea is a bit like the iPhone. A lot of people buy a new iPhone every September where you get new apps and refreshed apps. And that's the same idea with this. You get COVID and flu and RSV in a single dose. And you get the best science of the moment to protect you for the strain circulating now and in the fall, winter. But we can combine all those things and provide to people all around the world the annual booster. So only one shot. Do you feel like an iPhone?
Absolutely not.
I'm not
well,
an iPhone.
Well, it's interesting. Of all the appliances, a mobile phone. Okay.
They are trying to play God with our DNA and sell it to the people like it's just an iPhone upgrade.
Wow. It's
amazing. These people are truly demonic. I just want to drive that point home.
They want to become trillionaires off pawning poison.
Yeah, they are truly trying to play God. And God himself is going to have to rein these people in, evidently, because I don't see who's going to stop them at this point. I mean, there's a lot of truth tellers. Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Jane Ruby. You guys know the folks. I've interviewed many of them.
Yes.
I don't see anybody. And God bless Dr. Reiner Fulmick. I know he's moving heaven and earth to try to bring these people to justice. But literally until like Interpol or some, it leaves me speechless. I don't know how we're going to stop these people. They need to be rounded up and arrested.
The law books have been thrown in the fire, Sean. You know, so yeah.
Lawlessness abounds, unfortunately.
Okay, so we have this understanding the connection between 5G graphene oxide, hydrogels, and new mRNA injections. Now, the graphene oxide is activated by electromagnetic frequencies, specifically the frequencies that are part of the 5G spectrum. All materials have what is known as an electronic absorption band. An absorption band is a range of wavelengths and frequencies or energies in the electromagnetic spectrum, which are characteristic of a particular transition from the initial to the final state of the substance. Now, this is a specific frequency above which the substance is excited and oxidizes very quickly. Frequencies beamed at human beings that have built up of graphene oxide in their body can cause the graphene oxide to multiply very rapidly, breaking the balance of the glutathione and causing a cytokine storm in a matter of hours. All right, so graphene oxide is the main ingredient in the DARPA patented hydrogels. It is these hydrogels that are in the COVID jabs, the PCR test swabs, and in the masks. A conductive hydrogel is a polymer-like material that has substantial qualities and applications. They're developing different kinds of conductive hydrogels that are being used in many things in our food, our water, and injected into our bodies and vaccines. So these conductive hydrogels contain nanotech that locks on to your DNA and can be controlled by 5G sensors. They allow for DNA collection and manipulation, and these conductive hydrogels allow for the tracking and tracing and biological and mental control of human beings.
You guys want to flush that out? What do you mean by mental control of human beings? I know we've discussed this in the past, but do you want to just give a refresher about what this technology is?
So this technology is a means of being able to read the signals coming off of a human being and interact with them real time. That's what all of this comes down to.
Yeah, and in our last presentation, we did show you guys the patents, the scientific studies that show exactly how that's done. And, you know, we'll link that in the notes as well. Continue.
Yeah, so, and that's why we also believe that this is linked also to the targeted individual program that's been in operation for decades now at this point. And we believe that this technology that's rolled out now is meant to basically create a full, full command and control over the human being and population. Is by having things like graphene oxide in the body, you can control the body, you can monitor the body, you can control society. We believe that, and also the cradle to grave promise that they've been working on for a long time also as well.
We talked about this the last time you guys were on, and you guys actually showed how you can detect the MAC codes emanating from vaxxed people. Do you want to just talk about that really quickly? I don't want to take us too far off track here. Slide 18 out of 28 slides, guys. But the MAC codes emanating from the vax people. How do you set up your phone to detect those MAC codes?
Well, my phone, it was an older version. But basically, you have to put the phone into like a debug mode. And it's my phone is an older Android.
Developer mode.
Right. Or developer mode, developer mode. Depending on what version of Android you can put your phone in developer mode. You have to look it up online for your phone. Sometimes there are videos on how you can do it. Also, they're available online. You just got to know the model of your phone and just type in developer mode for, you know, Oppo, whatever model.
Can you do it with an iPhone or no?
You may be able to, I'm not sure. If you don't do it by going to developer mode, there are apps now that will scan for Bluetooth codes, regardless of what the appliance is. So in fact, you can do it without having to go into developer mode at all. It's just when that first revelation came out that you can indeed find these anonymous Bluetooth codes by doing it the first way, that's what I did. But now now there are Bluetooth apps, you know, like from the App Store.
So what would somebody type in a search to find an app for their
phone? It depends. I mean, like iPhone is Apple, so you have the Apple Store. So if you have, there's probably a Bluetooth app that you can download onto your iPhone, for example, that would happen to pick up Bluetooth codes. But you'd have to research that because I don't have an iPhone. Yeah. But Android, since that's a more commonly used operating system for phones worldwide, there are all kinds of apps from the Google App Store, for example, the Google Play Store that you can go onto, and you download this app. And sometimes it might have an advanced menu feature. Other times it'll just do a scan, and just whatever is broadcasting, it will display the MAC address onto the phone. You don't have to do anything other than just download and install the app.
Okay. And to be clear, this isn't a myth. This is real, right? And I mean, even to the extent that I've seen videos of people detecting MAC codes coming from cemeteries. So the freshly dead are still emitting these codes. Is that true?
Well, yes. Yeah, there's so many replications of people online. I mean, it's pretty much considered that it's real. It's a real situation here.
I'm just pulling up real quick. I'm pulling up the blog post where we really went in depth with this. So we can link that as well. So if people wanted to go, because, you know, we explain why it has to be developer mode, how to put the phone into developer mode, how to look up the apps or the developer mode. So it's a pretty extensive blog post. I just wanted to pull that up quickly so we can put it on the screen and show people. So this is the blog post that we will link in the notes as well, the Bluetooth Challenge Explained. As you can see, what I did was I interviewed Tavant because Tavant has a background as a technician. So he understands putting down network cables and all of that. So I put his background in there so you can see who's giving the information. This is what they look like when they're on the when they're on, in developer mode. So these are phones because it says OPPO for phones. But this right here, this is a MAC address, an anonymous MAC address. That is a person emitting a Bluetooth code who's been vaccinated. Yeah. So there's a video showing an example of it and a pretty extensive conversation explaining exactly how it happens. So just wanted to put that there. We'll link that in the notes as well if you wanted to try it for yourself. If it doesn't freak you out too much, because it started freaking me out too much. It's like sometimes I don't really want to know.
Well, we go into public places, you know, let's say we want to take the weekend off and we go to like a resort or something like that. And we count the number of people mm-hmm. in the resort. Yeah. Then you pull out the phone and you do the scan.
But you know what? It's important because it's one way you can find out if you're in a crowd of people, if how toxic the area is. If you see lots and lots of blue.
And you want to eat at the bar.
Maybe you shouldn't be there because the shedding might get you, right. You know? So it's a thought.
Yeah. All right. Well, I didn't mean to take us too far off track, but, you know, in our first conversation we ever had, you guys quoted the former vaccine czar under Trump, Moncef Slaoui, who said the tracking and tracing contracts of the vaxxed people had been awarded to, I believe I'm going off memory here, Oracle and Google. Yes. So is that what these MAC codes are? That's how they track and trace people? Is that your theory, Tavon?
All this information is going to a central database somewhere or a cluster of databases. And it's probably highly secure where it's at.
World War III. Okay.
That's right.
You know, they didn't tell anyone. They just, it's just done. And that's how you know it's it's not good. Right. Okay. So we ran across Stu Peters. He did a show recently. It's an amazing new study on COVID vax self-assembling particles in the injection and EMF. He interviewed Matt Taylor, who was an independent researcher and electrical engineer expat living in Ecuador. So Matt conducted some experiments of his own with vaccine samples by exposing them to EMFs that were emitted from his wireless router. And the discovery was that the clear fluid that was the sample began to show opaque, dark self-organizing structures that grew in complexity during the time it was exposed to the frequencies that were emitted from his wireless router. Okay, so the EMF causes structures to self-assemble in the vaccines. And when there's no EMF, these structures, this is important, Sean, when there's no EMF, these structures disassemble and disappear in a matter of minutes.
So this is a big breakthrough.
Yes, yeah, so this is a replication of images that we've seen, similar images we've seen before by other researchers around the world, where this person, that's what you see on the right, is from his sample, an example of a structure that was present once this sample was put within the presence of a router that was on.
And it was done by an electrical engineer, which is what Tavon's background is. So we speak that same language, and it was really great to see. This gives us hope. If you can get rid of the EMF, then you can get rid of the effects that these vaccines are having, is the thought.
Okay, so on the left is another slide that they showed in Stu Peters' program. And what I wanted to demonstrate here is that there's some similarity in some, which you see are linear striations. Well, on the left looks like a chip, but you got linear striations going across like that. And it was very similar, what we found, to what Mike Adams did back during I think it was 2020 or 2021 with his Zylidol crystal experiment, because he was doing research into morphic resonance. And in his experiment, if you remember, Sean, he had Zylidol crystal is basically, it's a natural substance from a plant. He made a solution of this substance, and in his lab, it was able to crystallize within this solution. And now normally with no outer influence, it crystallizes into a beautiful flower-like pattern, this xylitol crystal, this solution. But then he had his cell phone. This is Mike Adams. He had a cell phone, and he turned the cell phone on that was right next to the sample. And then when this new sample started to crystallize, it formed these chaotic patterns, but within the crystal itself, you started getting these linear striations within embedded in the crystal. So I just thought that was very interesting. And this was while the cell phone was, you know, trying to call out. All right. So the self-assembling structures look like circuit boards when fully formed from the translucent fluid. And they disassemble and disappear when a router is turned off in a matter of minutes. So Matt, yeah, it's amazing.
Wow.
So Matt concluded that there's a direct relationship between frequency technology and health emergency injections, or these clot shots. He's also calling on replications of his experiment. So again, that these are examples of independent researchers of high caliber coming to the same conclusion that the contagion is a weaponized wireless infrastructure in a toxic sea of electromagnetic fields that we're all immersed in.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Guys, Noble Gold's CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said that tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activity. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA or 401k. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're the natural choice. You can't go wrong with gold, and you can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them right now at 877-646-5347, or to find out more, just visit noblegoldinvestments.com. This has obviously been a plan that they've been working on for multiple decades. The science of this thing goes back multiple decades. To bathe us all in wireless, to roll out the iPhones, to get us all reliant on wireless technology, and then introduce 5G to the mix. Not sure how we dodge 5G. I mean, you can turn off your router, you can turn off your iPhone, you can try to eliminate EMF within your house. Good luck if you're a block away from a 5G radiator.
Yeah.
It's literally a war on humanity. I'll keep saying it. World War III. This is decades in the making. And it's the owners that you guys cited early on in this. It's the owners that are doing this. The alien species is doing this to we the people.
Yeah. Yeah. So so we're bringing awareness so that basically the next stage of being able to rappel against this happens. You know, people need to first be aware of how they're being attacked. They need the knowledge. It's very important. Okay. So there's new Lakita Kalamna research, and it basically answers this question. Is shedding an electromagnetic effect? So this is another video that was actually given to Lakita Kalamna. They saw the video and they were agreeing with its the direction it was taking with it, and they added to it. So we basically took this video also that disseminated basically the information that they were providing. And the question it was answering is, are the vaccinated contagious? And basically the answer is the shedding phenomenon. And this is despite the other stuff that we mentioned earlier in this program, the shedding phenomenon is an electromagnetic effect that has symptoms similar to a contagion. Now, reminder, just from being exposed, overly exposed to microwave radiation, you get symptoms that are similar to the flu. But what we're looking at from the technology that we just described is taking that and weaponizing it many times over. There is no transmission of any pathogen. You know, they've never been able to isolate a virus, you know, during the 2 years of this. There is exposure to electromagnetic radiation, 4G and 5G, made clear in the research of Lakita Kalamna. Contagious-like symptoms can be explained by electromagnetic resonance.
And this is like a summary of Lakita Kalamna's research that we're quoting here.
Yes. So as we go to the next two slides, basically, Richard Delgado shared a recent experience of being near people he knew that recently had radiotherapy. So I had to do a refresh on what radiotherapy was for the audience. And so it's the use of high energy X-ray or proton radiation beams to kill cancer cells. Now, the high energy beams destroy the cancer genetic code that controls cell growth and division. And that's from the Mayo Clinic. Now, when a person comes from a radiotherapy session, they're also exposed to high EMFs. Now, what you're looking at are two images, different modes for ways of delivering these this treatment through these beams. One is a new type of radiosurgery on the left, where it's an actual helmet, and that helmet takes multiple beams of radiation and beams it to the tumor. In this case, it's a person who has brain cancer. And the other image below, Sean, what you see here is more of a traditional treatment apparatus, where it's a single beam or might be, again, a multi-beam, but it's coming from the same aperture, and it's targeting a tumor at some depth within the body. So these beams actually cross-intersect where the tumor is.
Which we've covered in the past presentations about the cross beam.
That's the thing that goes into this also. The method of treatment for this equipment is very similar to the type of technology that's being used in cell towers today. In that second image below, you also see there's two radars there. Those radars are sensors needed for what's labeled on the right as real-time tumor tracking. They can use it to track the target using these two radars, you know, this triangulation. That's what they're using there. So the patient is being bathed, if it's not by not only the radiation beam, but also by these EMFs that are scanning the body during treatment. So Ricardo Delgado mentioned this in this video. But I didn't know some of this. He also said patients are told not to have human contact for at least 24 to 48 hours, and the clothes have to be put aside. He also mentioned that his electromagnetic wave meter, you know, the tri-field meters, also detects residual RF emissions from the patients that were just treated, just like it does with people who've taken the vaccines. The difference is that the inoculated people have a graphene oxide or graphene marker that amplifies and catalyzes EMF radiation damage. So what we're showing basically is how science is operating and is being weaponized to affect the human population. And this is a basic principle that we're trying to show in this slide. So what we're showing here is this is a video now when they go into the presentation that summarizes the observations that EMF's exposure induce toxic effects, including contagious-like symptoms through what is called sympathetic resonance. It's used in machines to scan the body, that's the MRI machines, protons and X-rays and gamma rays using electrons, MRI scans, et cetera. IR frequencies excite protons in your body, which in turn emit electromagnetic radiation. Basically, this is what's being used in the cancer treatment technology that we see today. But the concept of sympathetic resonance can be best demonstrated by these two experiments. The one on the left is a set of pendulums being set or started in a chaotic motion. And over a window of time, they all fall in sync together. There's some principles behind that. And the second one is a similar thing. You have two tuning forks. When they're set at different resonant frequencies, they don't vibrate to each other. They won't, like if one is hit with a ping, the other one won't vibrate. Only when the two tuning forks are identical and are made for the same resonant frequency, when you hit one, the other one resonates.
So that's why we made this video that we're going to play now, because it is a visual. You have to see it. So if you're listening to this presentation, stop and take a look at the actual video, because you have to see it to understand what's happening. And we think this is what's happening with vaccinated individuals affecting the unvaccinated.
It explains why something that seems is too fast or shedding is happening too fast to be someone being like coughing on you or putting it in your food, mm-hmm. or, you know, it's happening within minutes for some people, or a matter of 20 minutes. It's very fast. That's why we have to bring this into consideration.
Yeah, guys, okay. For those listening via podcast, iTunes, Podbean, or other avenues, I leave a link below to this video on Rumble so you can see this video Hope and Tavon are about to play.
Okay. Can you see it now?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Everything has its own resonant frequency. Through this frequency, you can transmit energy and information. Graphene oxide has multiple resonant frequencies. One of them is 26 gigahertz, which will be a frequency used in the new 5G infrastructure. This is an example of how you can use frequencies to affect other objects tuned to the same frequency. This man is striking a tuning fork that vibrates at a certain frequency. He is trying to get another tuning fork of a different resonant frequency to vibrate, unsuccessfully. Only when he uses a tuning fork set to the same resonant frequency will it vibrate. Watch how the second tuning fork is activated. This is called sympathetic resonance. This video clip is an example of the phenomenon using pendulum oscillators of different phases on a common platform suddenly sync up given enough time. As we wait for the pendulums to sync up, we will take this opportunity to explain what happens once they do, as it might pertain to the injections currently disseminated amongst the global population. Toxic symptoms, information, can be transmitted to and from individuals or the group very efficiently, even if they move away from the initial source. The bodies of the injected provide the electrical power, like a battery, to continue resonating these fields, effectively turning them into wireless repeaters or routers. We're witnessing lethal damage by EMF irradiation. The more graphene oxide, the greater the damage. The contagion is not a contagion because there is no pathogen. How else can you control 7 billion people?
Welcome to Dystopia. You know what? There are no words. There really are no words. This is so pits of hell satanic. This whole plan is so pits of hell satanic. The controllers of this world worship Lucifer. This is all a Luciferian plan. It's Luciferian in scope, in its genius, in the brilliance of the plan, which is literally anti-human, anti-Christ by definition. They hate God. They hate God's creation. So they're trying to defile it, destroy it, and recreate it in their own vision.
Yeah, essentially. But you know what? We know how the Bible ends. And the Bible has mentioned, God has mentioned that these days would come upon us. So, you know, at least we know what to expect from the enemy. And their plans are going to fall apart. But we got to witness these are the days we got to witness, and we got to, you know, help as many people as possible. You know, this is what we're born into, right?
We're called to watch, and we're called to stand in the evil day. And that's what we're doing. You, Sean, as well, and everybody else that's supporting this information getting out there to anybody with the ears to hear. We're standing in the evil day.
And it's making a difference.
That's what we have to do till the end. And we're not going to give up. Never. And so we're talking about that beast system. So now we're just going to wrap this up with some solutions, because I know that a lot of people ask us, what do I do? So we've got a few things all to be used all together, like a holistic approach. So basically, protect yourself from shedding by limiting your exposure to freshly vaccinated crowds wherever possible. And with the full immune system protocol, including supplements that block spike protein transmission and remove graphene oxide from the body. I'm just going to show you guys. Stop sharing for a second. Show you guys. I'll hold up because I got all my stuff here.
I mean, some of the stuff is from the Zelenko protocol.
Right. So we've got like glutathione. We take these. Tavon and I take these to prevent shedding, to keep ourselves healthy. Glutathione. We got NAC. We've got our liquid zinc and copper complex. We've got quercetin. In the other room, I've got ivermectin that we could take if we're going on a trip someplace. We don't take it all the time, but just in case. And I also have some special herbal tinctures to stop spike protein. And there's a variety of things that we take regularly. So we're going to share a few of those with you, give you a list of what those things are. And so we'll do that in just a second. We'll show you that list. But also, we want to talk about mitigating EMF in your environment to stop the transmission of the frequencies that are being put out by the 4 and 5G weapon system that have been shown to control our physical and mental health. And this has all been documented in our previous presentations as well.
I do want to say, Shauna, I know, like you mentioned earlier, like, what if you live right near a tower that's on top of you? Like, what are you going to do? I mean, you're kind of really limited to really only two options if that if that's the case, and this thing is known to be weaponized and it's just literally taking people out in your neighborhood. But there is something to be said, especially from the replication that of the engineer that Stu Peters had on, that distancing yourself from the source is effective. A geographic location, if you can do it, you know, I've experienced it myself. You know, it's not like every place on the planet is a big ball, it's a big sphere, and so is the country. So, you know, get yourself away from the threat is an option. So I want to make sure I put it out there so people don't feel like, you know, they shouldn't be considering that, especially if you know that that thing with your tri-field meters and things, that you know that thing's putting out lethal radiation and you're right across the street.
Yeah, you literally have to move. People need to be aware of where they work too, because if you spend 8 hours a day in a strip mall located right next to one of these towers, guess what?
Yeah.
You got to find a different job.
Yeah. You have to make those choices.
So how our products work to mitigate EMF. Now, our handmade products are a composite of shungite, which is a known EMF transforming wonder mineral, basically, steel, iron oxide, and brass powders, all encased in an epoxy resin. When the resin cures, it creates a piezoelectric effect that emits a field of healthy life-preserving energy, and it's called orgone, named after the inventor, who discovered it and studied, who was the late scientist, Dr. Wilhelm Reich. Now, there are fascinating studies around orgone energy that we've included in our research documentation section. Now, when used in your environment, these devices transform the harmful energy given off by electromagnetic frequencies or EMFs that come from 5G, your cell phones, Wi-Fi, and electronic devices, into healthy, life-preserving energy. And the benefits are better sleep, pain relief, the better growth in plants. All living things are affected by this radiation. Food preservation, your food actually goes off quicker with this microwave field everywhere, better mental clarity, and an overall calming effect.
So here's some pictures of our products, a little bit about what you can use them for. Sleeping pods for a good night's sleep, charge plates, you can use them around the home to preserve your food and more. We've got phone shields that you can put on your cell phone, your laptop, your routers. We have pendants that you can wear as a human, but people like to put them on their pets as well, especially dogs react really well to the pendants. We have pyramids and garden sets for gridding your home, your property, for gardening, for EMF protection on a large scale that creates better yields in your plants and in your garden. And we also have tiles that you can use for incorporating into any of your construction projects that you might have for EMF protection, to turn your home, a bathroom or a spa room, into an EMF protection room for the orgone energy effect in that room. And I just wanted to say that we've always teamed up with SGT Report. So he's got a special link here. Make sure that you click on his link, because anything that you purchase from us by using this link, it gives a nice commission to Sean to help keep him doing the work that he's doing. And we have a little surprise for you, Sean, on the next page, because we've got some more things that people can do to support you. But I just wanted to read this, one of our most recent testimonies. This is from someone in Australia that bought one of our garden kits. She says, "We just can't believe our eyes. We have placed the garden pucks from our first order around our property, and the plants, trees with the pucks are blooming within days. This is happening with every single place that the pucks have been rested, and it's just incredible." So that's for our garden sets. But our number one product that we just can't sell enough of is our sleeping pods, because apparently a lot of people cannot sleep, and me personally, this cured my insomnia for years. And we get testimony after testimony of people who are sleeping better than they have in years just by having one of these in the bed with them. And as we always say, all these products are all handmade by us in Morocco, and they're shipped worldwide to thousands of happy customers. We've been doing this since 2017. All the documentation, the scientific documentation and videos, an extensive collection of that is available on our website. If you want to learn more about how they work, why they work, all of that is on the website. I wanted to say also about graphene oxide removal, because we like to say it's two things. It's the EMF in your environment, and then it's the metals and toxins in your body. This is what they're using to against us. They work together. So we've got this here. We're going to make a donation to SGT for anybody that's interested in purchasing those vitamin supplements here. This is my mom. Valerie Robitaille, she's got her own website and she's been selling the graphene oxide removal protocol. There's a ton of information on her site about what it is, what the supplements are, how they work. What she mainly does is she's helping people who have taken the COVID injections detox from those shots. And there is this one testimony you can listen to on her site, which we're so happy about because she's been working with this lovely lady for over a year, I think about a year now. And this is a testimony of how she's fully recovered from these horrible effects that she was getting from the COVID shots. It was a long road, but yes, it is possible. You can recover from these COVID vaccines if you take action now. This is a list of what they are. Astaxanthin, glutathione, melatonin, milk thistle plus, NAC, quercetin, vitamin C, vitamin D3, and zinc. And they're on, if you go to this link, for the graphene removal protocol, there is a ton of information on that link that explains why each one of these supplements does what it does to get the graphene oxide out of your body and help you to recover. And also different studies and effectiveness testimonials are all there. So go ahead and check that out. And we're just gonna end on our last slide, just you know about us and why we do what we do.
Yes. So as you know, Sean, you know, we're Christians, we're engineers, and we're scientists, and we help to inform the public on the latest 5G COVID vaccine or related technology issues. And so we have a little bit about our websites also, you know, about the ftwproject.com. That's our primary site for our business that makes the handmade EMF protection products here in Morocco. We just covered our mother's site, Valerie Robitaille, who does the holistic health online. .info. Also, we have a website for our book that we did in 2017 called Forbidden Tech, the complete guide to energy, social, biological technologies that they didn't want you to know about. And we did this. There's a lot of things in that book that's still relevant today that we didn't think would actually happen.
Yeah.
Like the way it has
happened. It's almost like a prophecy.
So people are still getting the book to be informed. So we're glad to be providing that service. So we have the website for that. And then we have the Clean Energy Academy. This has been an ongoing project for us to try to develop an off-grid way of providing power for you and your family and your home. This is continually in development, but it's for the co-development and the research and building of DIY off-grid energy devices. It's a private membership only. We got to have the paywall to keep away all the trolls and horrible attacks that we get used to get from that.
Oh, it's awful. And the free energy arena is a rough place to be. So,
but once you're a member, you get access to the current research we're currently doing and all the files, basically the fruit of the research. You get the files and the CAD files. So if you wanted to machine it yourself or you and a friend are handy at that level, you have the files needed to make your own and replicate the project on your own.
Very cool. All right, guys, I will leave the link below to the EMF protection products and to the nutritional supplements that everybody should be on at this point, whether you've taken the vaccine or not. And maybe I'll even leave a link to Z-Stack below because, you know, flu season disappeared about a year ago. So yep. I don't know if it's coming back, but, you know.
From the books. Just it's not in the dictionary anymore.
Flu? What's that?
What's that?
Zero flu cases when COVID arrived. What is wrong with people? How do people not understand what's happening here? I mean, how can people be so brainwashed to not understand what we've just shared in this interview? I mean, this is all factual stuff we just shared. It's dystopic, like a movie. I don't know that you could make a Hollywood movie that people would find plausible if the movie showcased everything we just talked about. It seems a little too far-fetched, right? That's the world in which we live. It's dystopic, 100% dystopic.
Well, Sean, I would like to end on a positive note for us. Before this show, actually yesterday, we found a passage that helped us, and it was Ezekiel 8:9 that describes, Ezekiel describes the angel showing him basically the depths and depravity of those that were doing darkness back in Jerusalem. And so when you read that passage, chapters 8 and 9, Ezekiel, it makes you part like, wow, these people have been doing this for a long time. This is the continual wickedness that is done. But on the positive note, God also marks his people to be preserved during that time of judgment. So, you know, I just want to offer that.
Yeah. Also, good word of comfort in times such as these.
All right, guys, check that out. As in the days of Noah, I mean, we continue to say it. What's old is new again. These people are unrelenting because they worship the father of lies. So that is the source of all this evil. I just want people to understand. Guys, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. Thanks for all of your research. I do appreciate you.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. It really is such a pleasure and a labor of love. And we really appreciate you,
appreciate
Sean.
Thank you.
And we so appreciate your audience and your listeners. You probably have the best audience ever.
Hands down, guys
are just absolutely amazing. The emails we get. We love you all.
If we can't always get back to your emails, it's just know that we're extremely busy. I want to just apologize up front. You know, we try the best we can.
We do our best.
I know you do. All right. And I agree. Well, people are hungry for the truth. And increasingly, you can't find any truth on Google. They're literally burning all of the real information. By design, it was Eric Schmidt who said in an interview, you know, when you use our search engine to get an answer to something, you get multiple answers. Well, that's a bug. You should just get one answer, the right answer every time. And so that's what they're doing. They're giving us authoritative sources.
Right.
Yeah.
Mockingbird mainstream media sources. That's the future.
That's not my authority.
No, absolutely not.
All right, guys, I will leave the links below. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. A special thank you to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. Guys, thanks for keeping us in the fight for truth and real news. And for real news every single day, visit us directly at thephaser.com and, of course, sgtreport.com. Those are the antidotes to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. May God bless and protect you and your family. Bye-bye.
The announcement of the death of the Queen was regarded as what they call the first pillar of bringing down the cabal. The second pillar is the Vatican. Pillar three is Washington and Joe Biden.